pre-production, yeah. And then, you know, the quality goes down. But I agree with you. I mean, at least they're making some good decisions now. Quality's going back up. I know. I remember I can tell the difference between the core CAO line before and after. You know, you can tell the difference between the core line before. And, you know, hopefully I haven't really given another try. But maybe those, you know, hopefully those are.
Yeah, the Brasilia still slaps.
Yeah. So are they starting to give their brands more independence? I kind of think so.
Yeah. Well, who knows? I guess you'd have to ask old Boothie on that one.
Nah. It's probably not an independent thing, but like, especially with something that has, you know, an established following, you know, you're going to read the press a bit, right? And then obviously that's going to, you know, dictate sales. And as you see things kind of. Well, level sure. off or start to drop, you go, okay, well, now what are we doing?
So what are we going to rate this? Well, I guess we'll go with a 3. I mean, it would really be in between a 3 and a 4 for me. I mean, it is a good cigar.
Yeah, we don't have a rating for that.
Yeah, we don't have a 0.5. But we are going to have a little break here in a second, and we're going to come back and talk more about it. But like STG is as a whole, they send us quite a bit. You know, in every other month they send me a box or so of something, and it's usually they're just 5 packs. They send me 5 packs.
Thanks for sharing.
I do share them.
With who?
With you guys.
No comment.
Yeah, you guys just don't think I do. Yeah, come on, come get them.
He always puts me to work when I go over there. That's the only thing.
I do. I have to. Somebody needs to make it work. Anyway, we'll be back right after this.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of the rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back. We just went over the CAO Stoke, and we gave it a rating of 3. And had a little bit of dialogue about STG and what we think about the future for them. And we're going to go ahead and move on to the El Titan de Bronze Redemption. Benjamin, why don't you tell us about that?
Sweet. The El Titan de Bronze Redemption is owned by El Titan de Bronze and is being sold by General Tobacco. That's a very different arrangement, and I'm not sure why STG would do that. But blend-wise, the El Titan de Bronze Redemption line is made with an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper covering filler tobaccos from Nicaragua. The binder is grown in the Esteli region, while the filler includes tobacco from the Esteli and Jalapa regions. This is the right time with the right people, and I feel so confident in them. After so many years, so much hard work with my family, this is the first time we will be able to get the amazing work of our artisans to people all over the country, said Sandy Cobas, owner of the El Titan de Bronze factory, in a press release. Currently 3 sizes offered for the El Titan de Bronze Redemption. You've got the Robusto at 5x50, the Corona at 5 5/8x46, and the Toro at 6x52. Also, the second biggest band in the lineup, really? It's covering like 50% of the cigar.
Yeah, it does. And they're 2 separate bands.
Another big band banger.
Uh-huh, big band banger. Actually, this one was kind of a banger.
This is a banger, to be real honest. This is wheelhouse smoke for me, spice all over that thing.
Yeah.
It is a spicy meatball for sure. But, you know, also full body, full strength. This is a end of your day, you know, shut all the things down, close the computer, you know, get away from the family, and just dive in.
Yeah. No, I definitely like this cigar. I definitely, Rich, what do you think?
I'm sorry. No, I have to say, I was really disappointed.
Get out. And this is the last episode for Rich.
Yeah, no.
It's been nice, Rich.
So I read online that they used like real, like, what do they call the level 9 Cuban rollers for these things, like triple cap, and they use the Intubo, all that. Man, yeah. I couldn't smoke it.
Oh, here we go.
I couldn't smoke it.
With your mouth?
I couldn't smoke it.
What'd you use?
Yeah, what'd you use?
What other orifice?
Yes. Well, you know, it's the Barger method of smoking.
Yeah, that's right. You stare at it.
You're smoking it too fast, Rich.
Yeah, I guess so. I couldn't. I had to lay it down.
It's facts.
I had to lay it down. So couldn't do it.
What are we going to give this cigar? We'll go with a 4.
Magnificent.
All right, we got a good. We got just a few minutes left in this episode. Rich, tell us about the Room 101 Namakumi Chingong.
The Namakumi Chingong. Namakumi means severed head, and Chingong, which means power, strength, and skill. We'll have to follow up with Matt about that one. Finally, a true wrapper and quite pretty, and it's Robin's Eggshell Blue. The magic component of the Namakumi blend is that it is aged. Thank you. It's aged mathematically aged. What's that mean? And strategically in the tier of our haters. This is the source of the depth of its deliciousness. It is the taste of victory in the face of adversity. If you are using Barger math, nothing really seems to add up.
It's fine.
I know what you're thinking. How exactly did they acquire the tears of their haters at Room 101?
Did the
haters willingly submit to Tupperware containers of their full tears? Did Matt Booth poke fun at the haters publicly and humiliate them to the point where they began sobbing, and then he put out some type of black titanium or sterling silver receptacle and captured the salty discharge as it streamed from their eye holes?
Who wrote this?
I don't know.
Salty discharge and Matt Booth. Ooh. Although they go in the same sentence, they should not be in this one.
Really enough Gloom 101 haters out there to possibly fill the multiple barrels necessary to age all the tobaccos properly with their tears? I'm going to, on the record, say that 2025 Namasuki was and actually not aged in tears of their haters.
All right, so we're going to just run through this here. What would you guys rate this cigar? We're going to go 4s on it.
I love this cigar. You didn't like it?
Magnificent.
I didn't get it.
Here we go. He didn't get it. That's my fault. I know it. It's my fault. But that's another one, though. Like, when you talk about STG gobbling up brands, you know, there was a big lashback when they got Room 101, you know. But they've been...
I feel like they probably leave Matt alone, though.
They do. And I feel like that's the case, is they just let him do him. And then...
I don't think Matt would allow it any other way.
Yeah. No, I don't think so either.
Personality.
But it's definitely one of those interesting things. And like last year at PCA, they did their, 20-something anniversary or anniversary and had...
The big humidor with
each anniversary cigar stick
in
it.
It's on our Instagram. He went through the whole thing.
Yeah, he did go through the whole thing. We'd take a box if they'd send it to us, too.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Send them to you, at least.
Well, you know, we don't talk about it. You guys will get one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyway, don't hate the hater.
Just hate the Barger.
That's right. Everybody hates Barger. It's fine. But anyway, guys, I had a lot of fun with this lineup. It's really hard to do episodes like this, you know, because we have so many brands that we just focus on one brand in a show. But getting a chance to do multiple brands in an episode is a lot of fun, too. And we do those with, like, our blind tastings and things like that. So if you guys want to check out some really fun episodes, we do blinds based on price point. And you guys can go back in our back catalog and check that. I believe from $5 all the way to $25 was the last one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that was a lot of fun for those who could afford to do it with us, you know, so...
I started a GoFundMe.
Yeah. But anyway.
I'm blind.
Anyway, you know, I just want to make sure that any last comments or anything on STG.
I would just say that any of these that you question about, you know, try them out for yourself. I always am willing to give a second shot to anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, always buy 2 cigars. Put one in your humidor, let it go, and then bring it back. Because sometimes you'll be surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a standard practice for me. If I go buy something new, I buy two of them and put one in there for later, and I'll usually forget about it. And then a year later, I'm like, oh, look, what's this?
Well, I think you also nailed it too, man. Like the opportunity to be able to do this and prepare to have these conversations by getting a really good sense of what's out there on the market and smoking things purely from like a research perspective to get us out and keep us outside of our kind of comfort zone as far as smoking goes.
Sure.
Is a really cool experience. And I think that, you know, if I were to like give someone a takeaway from this episode specifically, it's go out there and try something new, man. Like, go pick up your daily smoke, right? Get the things that you know that you're going to enjoy. Chat with the guy that's running the humidor. Like, man, hey, what's new in here? You know, what are you kind of hot about? You know, you got any kind of tips on things that maybe I should try? And get outside of your comfort zone to experience all of the, you know, the love and the blending and the cool things that go into these smokes.
And let us know what you think.
Yeah, put them in the comments. Let us know what you think. We just like to hear people's comments and laugh at your opinions. But if you would
laugh at your opinions,
definitely go check us out on our back catalog. We have a very extensive back catalog online. And good old boy Benjamin, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, good old boy Rich, thanks for being here.
It's always good.
Good old boy Robert,
thanks for the love.
Oh yeah, and this is good old boy Barger telling you to keep on smoking, no matter what it is. That's right. Those left-handed cigarettes.
The jazz cigarette, huh?
Gets you some jazz hands going there.
Devil's lettuce.
The moon cabbage.
Ooh. We got to do an episode on that soon. You want to do it with me?
Moon cabbage?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Heck yeah. I might have to get like a little electric shock collar on so it keep us on task. I'd be like, what are we doing again?
Why am I getting shocked?
Why are we here? Ow.
Oh, man.
What are we doing, man?
What's up?
Anyway, thanks for listening, folks, and go check us out. Thanks.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 1-10 hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air.
This is Bird Note. Former Washington Governor Jay Inslee has been around birds his entire life, but he says it wasn't until his early 30s that a bird really caught his attention.
We'd moved from Western Washington, you know, a wet kind of urban environment, to Eastern Washington, a dry sagebrush, apple trees environment. And we heard this meadowlark sitting right on top of this little unused telephone pole outside of our farmhouse that we had.
This was a Western meadowlark, a robin-sized bird with a vibrant yellow breast and a spectacular song.
And it is just melodic. That's the word I would use. I'm not a musician. I know virtually nothing about music. But I think that if Mendelssohn and Brahms and Brandy Carlile got together to design a bird song, that's what they would write. every year we knew it was spring when that bird or its subsequent generations came, I swear, to the same telephone pole and just ripped out this incredible song that we could hear, you know, 150 yards away.
Over time, Inslee grew to love the Meadowlark's song, not only for its melody, but for how it connected him to the natural world.
I would describe it as summoning us from winter to spring. So it's like it announces the change of the seasons.
Is there a bird that inspired you to love nature? Tell us about it at birdnote.org. I'm Mark Bramhill.
اصلا ببین چقدر این شیاده شکل مسلس وایستده یعنی برای یعنی به من داره میگه که اصلا من کاری نمی کنم ولی شکل مسلس شده من برای شاهد مرد مارم بشیم من بلند به چیزی انتقال ندارم به جواب زوزنقه نفتم برای
بیستو
یه همون دوانگه جو چی کار بسید مسلس بود کنم
Quite a few people feel that. People don't stop to pay at their time. They go to the mosque, right?
This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting to you from Simon Fraser University's Burnaby campus in British Columbia.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. As climate change brings more extreme heat to the Boston area, some residents' homes may become swelteringly hot. Julia Nasser of the Metropolitan Area Planning Council, a public agency, says many buildings in the city were designed for the cooler climate Boston had in the past.
The buildings were built for winters, and so they're really good at retaining heat, which is particularly problematic in the summers. They're not built with cooling or proper ventilation.
But she says cool roofs could help. Cool roofs are covered in reflective coatings or other materials that limit how much heat the roof absorbs from the sun. This helps both the building and the surrounding area stay cooler.
And, you know, it makes running your ACs or fans easier, and so you're also kind of saving money on your energy bills. So it's really like a great holistic solution.
Nasser's group has created an online assessment where owners, roofers, and others can enter information like a roof slope and materials to determine how suitable it is to convert to a cool roof. They also released a map to help residents and public officials find buildings in the Boston area that could benefit from cool roofs. Nasser hopes these tools help make cool roofs more widespread so people can stay safe from the heat. Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.